Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs, and I'd like to welcome you to our Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. I have an exceptional call for you on how to raise your level of consciousness. This call is really the handbook to higher consciousness. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements, and I'll move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. I want to thank Jennifer Trinkner and Bridget Bartley for assisting me in hosting a fabulous event in beautiful Spartanburg, South Carolina. An absolute dream came true for me as one of the founding members from one of my favorite groups, the Marshall Tucker Band. Franklin Wilkie showed up at the event, and I also want to thank some exceptional people who created that happening. And it was just an absolutely fabulous event. Belinda Foster brought Franklin to the event. I want to thank Belinda, and what a great situation. And I will be interviewing Franklin at some point on this call. So that's the kind of situation that can happen at many of my events. You never know who's going to show up at one of my More Heart Than Talent events. And this Saturday, I'll be in one of my favorite cities, the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California. I have an all-star lineup of speakers at that event, starting with Tara Romano, C.G. Siddons, Dr. Adam Scheck, and Brittany Cara, Crystal Lowry, and myself, Jeffrey Combs. That is six speakers in one short day. That event will be from 9 until 4 this Saturday, February 14th, at the Marina del Rey Marriott. On February 28th, I'll be in Long Island, New York for the first time in 2015. I want to thank Kelly Bartoletti, Joyce Schoenholtz for hosting me at that event. And then I'll be in Norwalk, Connecticut in March, St. Louis in March, and Weehawken in March, back in Los Angeles in April, and a whole host of events lined up, and you can find all of my events on my website, www.goldenmastermind.com. I'm about to launch, I've been saying this every week, about to release my new website. I did get a glimpse of it today, and OMG, oh my God, it's going to be fabulous. Four new websites to really take my game into the next level when it comes to internet marketing, traffic, selling, intellectual property, affiliate marketing, and a whole host of ways for you to create income through some of my databases and through some of my ideas. So pay attention and watch when I release the date that will be available. So I'm going to move right into the inspirational portion of tonight's call because it is a great call for you to really understand the power of attraction, the power of thought, the power of releasing, most importantly, how to let go of your lower vibrations that keep you addicted, how to move into a higher level of consciousness. I began to study this type of content in the late 80s and early 90s when I was introduced to a book by the great Ken Keyes, Handbook to Higher Consciousness. That book has sold multiple millions of copies. It also is a companion book, the companion workbook to Handbook to Higher Consciousness. Higher consciousness defined, my own definition, means raising your level of awareness. The more you understand cause and effect, the more you understand why you do what you do, the better you are at being able to address and equip yourself in letting go of why you do what you do. If you don't understand why you do what you do, you will continue to create situations and attract people to fulfill a biochemical craving that you've become addicted to, specifically disappointment fueled by anxiety. If you reside in anxiety in an overwhelmed state, there's a high probability you will stay unorganized, undisciplined, and a lot of uns meaning not. And as you begin to step into your power and let go of your guilt and shame, two very, very big deterrents to you being able to attract the type of people you require as your soulmates, your life partners, and most importantly, to your enterprises. Because the way you date, the way you marry, the friends you keep, that will be a direct reflection of who and what you attract. As you begin to let go of the cause that creates the effect, as you begin to let go of your anxiety, you have a much higher probability of attracting to your reality people and situations that will fulfill you rather than disappoint you. We are all energetic beings, and the more you understand how much energy you do or don't have and how people are either repelled or attracted to you, then you can be and step in your power. When you are in control of your control, you typically will end up out of control. When you treat teammates mates like employees, when you tell them what they have to do, when you get easily disappointed in them, when you set yourself up for disappointment, then you will create that situation to fulfill those feelings. Your objective in creating a leveraged business in your own spiritual walk on this journey of enlightenment is to be able to attract people that you can collaborate with. Because there are so many million people in America, there's also a high probability that people show up that you can't collaborate with because they are emotionally unavailable. And everything is energy. Energy is neither created nor destroyed. It is the cause and the effect of itself. It is evenly present at all places at all times. Energy is constantly in motion and never rest. Energy is forever moving from one form to another, and change is energy's only attribute. Everything is energy, and your energetic vibration, once again, will attract or repel. And if you wonder why no one sits next to you in an airport or sits next to you in a library or sits next to you when other people are sitting next to other people, well, that's going to be a direct reflection of what's going on with you telepathically, emotionally, through the anxiety that you create as you begin to let go, as you begin to release, as you begin to understand, as you become aware. But if you continue to use a series of words that disempower you and you live in an angry, overwhelmed state saying, I don't know why I do this. My entire childhood is a blur. I can't remember anything. Well, then you are setting yourself up to be and stay disappointed. I have coached over 9,000 plus clients. I routinely have a 12 to a 14 week waiting list for my coaching services. And just like anything in life, there's a law of average. There's a percent of people that hire me that set me up to disappoint them. They attempt to test me, challenge me early in their communication style to justify I will be the next person that disappoints them. These are the type of people that go from coach to coach, business to business. They read books, listen to downloads, CDs, they go to events, but they typically never get compensated. These are the type of people that will drift and wander throughout your organizations. They'll go from company to company, sponsor to sponsor, leader to leader, and they'll always find a flaw in something because they're more concerned with being disappointed than they are creating results. They're more concerned with being right than they are creating reciprocity and prosperity. And they are the type of people that constantly make mistakes. They make mistakes, or they make you make a mistake or create a mistake so they can find the mistakes. These are the kind of people that you learn to let go of relatively quickly. These are the emotional and spiritual vampires of the world. These are the people that typically at my breakthroughs events miraculously show up at the events. They don't follow any directions, and they're shocked to find out we're not picking them up at the airport. The reason? Because they didn't follow an easy set of directions. How could they when they're addicted to disappointment? You will see these people show up in your organizations, your life, and it's your responsibility not to magnetize and polarize these type of emotional spiritual vampires to fulfill your disappointment and their disappointment. When you're addicted to conflict, you will attract people to fulfill your conflict. As you begin to let go of your control that keeps you disappointed, you can begin to attract a different type of person to your reality. But if you're not aware of why you do what you do, you'll recreate the same situations over and over. It's very common for an addict, in recovery, to not really understand why they do what they do. They typically will stay an angry or a dry, unintoxicated drunk. I know I did that for several years of my recovery. If you're in recovery now, recovery from procrastination, recovery from an emotional state that has kept you feeling less than, kept you underpaid, over-obligated, if you've had challenges attracting not just money, but the people you can collaborate with money, if you live in a lot of liability debt, in an overwhelmed state, unorganized, stuffing your feelings with food and don't really understand why you do what you do, perhaps you consider changing. If you don't understand why you do, you will continue to recreate the same situation over and over. Now, the law of vibration attraction, these are the seven natural laws of the universe. Energy that is on the same frequency will resonate and attract. Energy that is not on the same frequency will not resonate and will repel. Your thoughts are wave of energies that penetrate all time and space. Our physical universe is merely a manifestation of all of our unseen internal universe. Concentration and focus increases your vibration. A lack of focus continues to create the same type of situation that keeps you disappointed. I'll be using the word disappointment frequently and anxiety in this call so you have a better understanding of your cause and effect. If you live in disappointment and live in anxiety, that's an effect. It's a direct correlation and or based on a series of events that happened at some point in your childhood, your adolescent, your grown-up life that has become a component or a piece of your identity. If you are highly sensitive and highly defensive, it's a high probability that you grew up in a household or a set of parents or whatever the situation is that you could not please. If you could not please your parents, there's a high probability that you've become a people pleaser. If you're an addicted people pleaser, there's a high probability that you're an addicted over-obligator, meaning you have challenges with boundaries. You say yes based on guilt and then resent other people and yourself for not getting the compensation, the recognition, and the rewards that you feel you deserve based on your own entitlement because I'm a good person. Well, being a good person, BFD, that's great. I'm glad you're a good person. I'm glad there's a lot of good persons. Good persons are good persons, but being a good person does not obligate you to a result. Results are created through energy. Results are created through action. Results are created through skills. If you want to walk the stages of life, if you want to rank advance, if you want to pin level, if you want to get compensated, then that will not just come from your sweat. That will come from your energy. And the energy that you bring into the day will be a direct reflection of what happened in your rest. Now, if you rest, you're going to be in an alpha or delta brainwave state. If you take anxiety into bed, you can't sleep at night, you can't turn the engine off. Oh my God, if you have to be medicated, you use sedatives, use barbiturates or narcotics, over-the-counter sleeping medication, alcohol, or any situation to dull your senses, to take the edge off. If you grind your teeth at night, this will have a deep effect on your ability to not rest. Rest gives you the REM state where you can wake up refreshed. You require less sleep when you're in a relaxed state. You typically will wake up in a different kind of energetic vibration that will attract people and situations to fulfill your feelings of love, joy, bliss, and enlightenment. When you're in anxiety, which is anger, hate, guilt, resentment, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings, you will continue to attract from a very low vibrational state, meaning cycles per second or waves per second in a magnetic force field. You will continue to attract people to fulfill those feelings of abandonment, rejection, disappointment, guilt, and shame. For those of you who have not joined our group, Guilt Cleanse, it's a very empowering group of enlightened souls that in that group are beginning to articulate their feelings, or being able to bring it into their writing style. I see people that have been able to release some of their guilt in that group and then take that ability to articulate, take that into their writing style in other forums, blogs, posts, advertisements, etc. But if you're one of these people that say, I'm not good at writing, I don't want to put myself out there, I'm shy, or any multitude of situations, to continue to reinforce the drama you live in, to stay overwhelmed, emotionally intoxicated, that will lead to physical addictions, then you get to continue to be disappointed. As you begin to understand why I do what I do, then you can have a better understanding of the physical universe is merely a physical The physical universe is merely a manifestation of your own unseen internal universe, cause and effect. Telepathic vibrational energy based on unconscious events that you continue to hold on to, that you say, I don't understand why I do this. I don't know why I sabotage myself. I don't know why I get to the finish line and can't cross it. The reason would be that success would contradict your struggle. And if you're a noble struggler, and you live in a lot of overwhelm, and you're someone who lives in a lot of guilt or a lot of shame, then you can't possibly attract to your reality the people of power and influence and persuasion that you require to create a flourishing universe. It's not just your team or business. It's the people that you attract to your life will also show up in your business. But if you can't understand why no one joins you, you can't close sales because of the situation that you're in, then you have to take a good look at cause and effect. And if you have been guilted by someone in your family and you're stuck in that same vibrational state, you can't let go of your family because the story you continue to tell yourself, well, they're family. I understand they're family, but I always ask my clients this. If they weren't your family, would you associate with them? And many people say, well, hell no, of course not. Well, take a look at this. Now, I'm not suggesting you abandon your family, neglect your family, but I'm suggesting you have a better understanding of why you attract what you attract. If you let people in your family guilt you, you live in that guilt and then you resent the people that guilt you, don't you think there's a high probability that same situation will show up in your enterprises? Some of you are sitting there going, oh my God, that is correct. That is exactly what you will continue to perpetuate to fulfill the feelings that keep you disappointed. Here's another commonality that you will encounter. If you live in guilt, there's a high probability you'll have challenges attracting people to your reality that you can partner with in a business because you'll be too guilty, and your words will be to bring them in, to get them. You're not in the business of getting. You're in the business of attracting, mentoring, modeling, and being able to create synergy, synergistic events, and you must be able to create sales volume, results, traffic, leads, etc. But if your vibration is very low based on events that you have refused to let go of, you stay in denial of, you don't really understand, you continue to hold people of high esteem that continue to violate you, and you don't really understand that they're perpetrating the same situations over and over, and you're too guilty to take a stand, you'll attract the same situation over and over. Concentration and focus increases your vibration, which also increases what you attract. If the brain cells you activate have sad or negative images, you will move into a negative vibration and therefore attract negativity into your life. If you have happy, positive, and your inspirational images, you will move into a different type of vibration and feel and attract that goodness that you deserve and you desire. The law of perpetual transmutation of energy is all energy that moves from a higher and more potent frequency to a lower frequency, then back to a higher frequency. Nothing ever dies, it only transforms. That means that you're very skilled at letting go. You can have situations show up and you don't get involved in it. Situations can show up of drama and chaos, and when you become skilled in your own emotional state, you're able to neutralize objectively without getting attached. And you must also understand to do this, meet people where they are. And if you're not skilled at that, then you'll try and control the situation to be in control of what you're control of. And if disappointment's a way of life, I've seen many people do this. They attract people into their teams. They create the law of the lid. And it's very common for people to move into a state, they start to get it. They start to understand a little bit of what is required to transform and succeed. But because of their anxiety about letting go of control and letting go of their identity and their ego, they'll have one foot on the boat and one foot on the dock in a place called doubt. In doubt, you can actually experience some results. You can also experience chaos, procrastination, getting ready to get ready. It's the space between fear and faith. And that's the place where you sometimes will attract a person you can collaborate with, and then other people that you can't, that you give too much time and energy to. It's typically common for you to put your energy into where you think it's needed rather than where it's deserved. You must understand time. Time is the most valuable commodity you possess, but if it's not a value, then it's going to be a liability. If time is an asset, you learn where to devote it. If you ever get the opportunity to spend time with people like Jennifer Trinkner or people like Alexis Romano, Susan Sly, or myself, someone who really understands how to develop teams and cultures, you would understand that we understand the value of time. It doesn't mean that we are better than people. It doesn't mean that we don't care about people. It means that we understand how to create the synergy in a culture and devote the time and energy to create mentors, leaders, and other leader growers. You must understand this. In the law of cause and effect, not everyone will succeed, especially the first time around. Many people are new to free enterprise. They're new to entrepreneurship. They're new to internet marketing. They've never written sales copy. They're not skilled with articulating their feelings into words. They are virtually new as they step out of their job skills and into free enterprise. Everyone starts at zero. Some people have different aptitudes. Some people are natural born in certain situations. A few people are absolutely virtuosos, but most people are very average in an addicted state. You will set yourself up to disappointment to tell yourself that someone is going to be really good at what they do. Oh my God, this person is going to tear it up. Well, you're setting yourself up for disappointment before you even start. In the law of polarity, everything has an equal and opposite polarity: hot, cold, up, down, good, bad, inside, outside, problem, solution. In our universe, one does not exist without the other. What we are here as whole human beings to experience, we are here as human beings to experience both the positive and the negative. In nature, one does not exist without the other. Nature does not and cannot allow everything but equilibrium. Pleasure does not exist without pain. However, that does not mean that you have to reside in pain. But if you create stories about future pain that is not real, then you will create opportunities to avoid breaking through. If you proceed transforming and breaking through to be anything other than new, then you will typically create the pain to avoid a situation that is not real to justify your procrastination, getting ready to get ready in a low vibrational state based on your own anxieties. Your anxieties are based on past events that create future stories. The past events that you hold on to create an overwhelmed, anxious state that creates a story. In your left brain, in your logical egoic mind, which is your problem-solving brain, it sees the picture of, oh my God, this is going to be painful. The story kicks in and the brain screams, avoid. Avoid creates a safety net. It takes your, when you create the avoidance syndrome, your unconscious goes to the top of the elevator and hits the dopamine cycle, drops to the bottom very quickly, where you feel that dull sense, I'm safe. I've avoided the pain. I'm in survival mode. I'm back into survival mode, thank God. Survival mode does not pay. If you want to flourish, then you'd have to let go of your struggle. If you've carried around a flag that says I'm part of the struggler's hit parade, exhausted, dragging around your 10-foot grandfather clock in life that you inherited somewhere in your family hierarchical structure, perhaps it's time to let go of that kind of energy. If you're carrying an excess 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, or 100 pounds, it's typically not because you're hungry. It's not typically because you're a food addict. It's because of the feelings that you stuff. As you begin to let go of the events that shaped your feelings, have a better understanding of the cause, then you can let go of the significance of an event. But if you hold a person or an event significant, and you hold them in high self-esteem in a confused state, or you're so confused that you can't remember what happened to you, and you live in a state of denial, then you can't separate your feelings from the events. Then the feeling becomes your, not only the feelings that are the event, create an identity. That identity means you'll attract people to identify with, to reinforce feelings from past events that are familiar. That becomes your law of attraction. That's why so many people in a network marketing, direct sales business, or when they're selling intellectual property, continue to attract the same situation over and over, then they can't figure it out, saying, this always happens to me. And this is why so many people avoid success, because they put more energy into failing. They have fear of failing, which typically is really anxiety about responsibility. Success requires skills. Success has many moving parts. Success requires a system, a method, details, organization. And if you have run from those type of situations, get overwhelmed and live in an unorganized state, well, of course, success will require you to change. But if change is not in your wheelhouse, you'll continue to create the same situations over and over and not create the rhythm required. There's a certain rhythm and an algorithm that is required for you to step into success. Success is a different type of speed than struggle. Struggle is its own very low, slow, vibrational method that keeps you doing the same thing over and over. Typically, it's an overwhelmed state that you live in that creates a disorganized state that allows you to keep saying, I don't know where to begin. Success has a beginning, but most importantly, success has a middle. If you don't step into the middle of it, you can never move into the place that you can attract the type of people you require. The skills you require are reflexes, but if you have a gap and delay in your communication style, meaning you use words and sounds that break up your communication style, you can't be fluid. And to be fluid means you're in the flow. But if you live in resistance, then you can't be in flow. And resistance means the stories that you continue to tell yourself that keeps you from this. The tide goes out, night follows day, good times, bad times, ups and downs. When you are on a downswing, do not feel bad. Know the swing will change, things will get better. But if your self-talk kicks in and says, this always happens to me, then as the clock strikes midnight, you can't change, because at midnight you get a new bank of time. 86,400 seconds, 1,440 seconds. But if you continue to do what you do, you will always get what you get. Your life is like a wave. The highs of the crest and the lows are in perfect balance. But the more you understand how not just to be high, to be at the middle of it, then you can be objective. There is a season to sow and a season to reap. You cannot do both in the same season. And you have to have a better understanding of cause and effect. We only see effects in our physical world. Whatever thought or action you send into the universe must come back. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Say good things that inspire you, that inspire others. Treat everyone with total respect, and it will come back to you. Concentrate in the cause, and the effect will automatically take care of itself. Living the effect, you'll continue to perpetuate people to fulfill the feelings that have created the effect over and over that you perpetuate. In the law of relativity, nothing is good or bad, big or small, until you relate it to something else. That's objectivity. If you have people in your past that have violated you, it is important that you learn how to forgive. Forgiveness doesn't make them right. Forgiveness lets you let go. But if you continue to hold people accountable for your feelings, then you continue to suffer. And if you suffer, you're proving someone else right. The more you suffer, the more you attract people to you that are noble sufferers, or you'll attract the perpetrators to perpetuate your suffering. Suffering isn't noble. Suffering is exhausting. As you begin to let go of your exhausted, overwhelmed state, one day at a time, you can begin to attract a different polarity and a different reality to your universe. But if you continue to stay on medication, you continue to stuff yourself with food, you compulsively spend, you consume alcohol in large quantities, or any multitude of situations, anorexia, bulimia, sex addictions, any multitude of addictions that continue to fulfill your low self-esteem, you cannot possibly attract the people you require in your universe. The universe you require requires peace. It requires prosperity. It requires reciprocity. It is not a perfect world, but you can, instead of having major meltdowns, you can have mini breakdowns, M-I-N-I, not M-A-N-Y. But if you live in a manny world and this always happens to you, you can't find a parking space, you can't find any leads, leads suck, you have anxiety about calling leads, you have a story about an outcome before you start to justify your disappointment, well, WTF do you think you're going to attract your universe? The same kind of situation over and over. When you come from good, when you come from love, when you come from joy, when you come from bliss, then you bring inspiration into your universe, inspired energy. When you come from desire, deserve, and receive, you bring a whole different type of energetic vibration to your world. Your world is the world that matters. The world outside of you is the world that is controlled by a series of men that create the rules. the agenda, the New World Order, the banking institution, the educational system, the debt society, the mortgage industry. You can't beat the system. You have to be able to beat your own emotional state. You can change your world without lifting a rifle. You can change your world with the power of word. But if your words are not a law that's conducive to a result, then you will continue to get no results to fulfill your disappointment. As you begin to let go, how do I let go? When you let go of how and start ask more why questions, how do I, is a very frequent question that most people want. Your analytical egoic mind has to know how, because that's what you've been conditioned to know. You've been conditioned in the left brain egoic educational system to read left to right. You're not rewarded for being creative or innovative. You're rewarded for being an employee. You follow protocol. You follow a system and a routine that tiptoes quietly through life. You arrive at your grave safely. When you become innovative and creative, that's how you create leads, by innovation and creativity. On a daily basis, I get the same questions. How do I get leads? Where do I get leads? You get leads by being innovative and creative. It's the most non-duplicatable process of any kind of business. You create leads through your energy. But if you have no energy, then you'll continue to sit on your ass. You won't close any sales. And you'll continue to ask the same stupid questions over and over to fulfill your disappointment. You're not stupid, but the questions you continue to ask are not going to lead to the outcome that you require, because you stay in a stuck, overwhelmed state that you can't figure it out. And this is what so many people do. They stay in this figure out that I can't figure out, that I'm not able to figure, while I'm trying to figure the figures, figuring what's not figurable. That's what so many people do in their left-brained egoic mind. Begin relating your circumstances and experiences to something far worse, and your situation will always appear superior. Suspend your judgment. Do your best not to judge people. Now, that's a whole other equation in itself. Being an recovering addict myself, I was very critical of myself and critical of others. The less you criticize yourself, the less you'll criticize others. When you're highly critical of yourself, you can't meet your own standards. When you don't have a set of standards that aren't standardized, when you think you have to be the best, you can never be your best. When you are so consumed with being number one, then how can you ever relax? Because there's always going to be someone better around the corner. The law of gender and creation. Every seed has a gestation or incubation period. Ideas are spiritual seeds and can move into form of physical results. That's the value of an idea. When you start to have an idea that you can monetize, that you can share, that you can contribute with, that's when you begin to attract others. When you come from contribution, value, and service, when you come from that place, then you will begin to attract people that want to buy into your ideas, buy into you, join you. That's when people show up in your lead box. But when you continue to sit around and go, what is sales copy? I don't know how to write. I'm not good at writing. What are people going to think of me? When you come from this brainwave state of anxiety and judgment, you can't possibly compose on command. To be an effective writer, an effective composer, an effective generator of leads, you have to let go of your left brain analytical egoic mind that keeps telling you what you cannot do. When you have anxiety about what your sister, your homie, your brother, your mother, your friends are going to say about you, this never enters my wheelhouse, NEVER. I have so done with that. I have so let go of that years ago. It seems like hundreds, thousands of years ago that I was in that space. Judgment is such an overwhelming space when you judge yourself. You can't possibly sit down at a keyboard, whether it's pianos, an organ, or in front of a computer or a laptop or a cell phone, and compose on command when you have anxiety about the outcome. It hinders everything you possibly could be by judging what you're not. When you continue to stay in that space, you have no energetic vibration. You have no emotional, etheric energy. You don't come from any sex energy. Sex energy has nothing to do with sexuality. Sex energy is the ability to transmute your sexual energy and attract to your reality people you can collaborate with, people you can compose with, people you can contribute to and with, people that you can create results with. But when you talk yourself out of an opportunity because of your own low self-esteem, based on the events, the law of creation will not manifest itself. The law of that kind of creation will attract people to fulfill old past events. All new things merely result from the changing of something that was into something else that is now. When you live in the now, you start to live a different reality. You are intelligent energy in a formation we call body. You have a body and a brain, that's the vehicle. You have a conscious mind and 6 intellectual functions. You have a non-conscious mind that has 3 functions. You have a psycho-cybernetic mechanism, and you have a reticular activating system that in your reality will attract or repel to you. Your reticular activating system that wires and fires can create an idea of a result or an idea of a tragedy. When you put more energy into what you're not, you'll never be able to be what you desire to be. Your reticular activating system operates like a Google search engine. It's going to virtually attract to your reality that which is familiar. The longest nerve from the cortex of your brain that is called the vagus nerve. It virtually goes down your neck, down your back, wraps up around your hip, connects to your stomach, which is the nerve of your gut. Henceforth, your gut feeling. When you begin to trust rather than doubt, you will begin to attract a different type of situation to your reality. When you have challenges prospecting, what you're really saying is, I have challenges connecting. When you continue to tell yourself you don't know what to say, who to be, and you continue to talk, sell benefits and features, and you throw up on people and talk at people, you can't possibly connect with people and find out what their problem is. The more you understand how to ask the questions in a sequence, the more you understand how to fact find, rapport build, have small talk, then you become a human being. When you're focused on being a human doing, then you have to be perfect. When you come from the perfect model about making mistakes, being judged, you can't possibly form and create the emotional connections required to be spiritual. To raise your level of consciousness is really to let go of past events that no longer serve you. You'll raise your level of consciousness specifically when you let go of the lowest transmutation of energy, guilt and shame. When you begin to let go of your unresolved anger based on the passive-aggressive people who controlled you, when you start to develop a different dialogue with receiving and deserving, then you can attract people that you can create money with. But if you're not good enough, if you're not available, if you have intimacy issues, and you have anxiety about vulnerability, and when you continue to tell these stories, well, I'm a secret person. You know, I don't really want anyone to know what I've been through. When you live in that kind of guilt and shame, when you have these secrets that keep you sick, then you'll fulfill those feelings typically with either emotional or physical addictions. And if you're an addict, you'll attract other people that are codependent or other addicts to your reality to fulfill your disappointment. As you begin to let go of these situations, then you have a whole different opportunity in the infinite. You have infinite potential. You have not even begun to scratch the surface. Your powerful brain, body, and physical senses are your nervous system, your vascular system, your muscular system, your organs, brains, lungs, stomach, skin, tissue, cells, molecules, atoms, subatomic particles, protons and electrons, and neurons that wire and fire. The more you understand your auditory skills, your ability to hear, your ability to see, your ability to communicate, the more you understand your ability to attract is going to be a direct reflection of your ability to be able to articulate your feelings into words and words and speech, because the 7% of how we connect through is words, 38% is the tone of our voice, and then 55% is our energy. As an energetic being, if you desire to attract a different type of person to your reality in 2015, then you have to show up differently. If 2014 was not a breakthrough year, if 2014 was a struggle year, and you're committed to changing your results, then you have to change your energy. But if your energy is very low, based on a low self-esteem, based on past events, if you have very little confidence and you're not competent, then you'll continue to do the same situation over and over, and that's typically procrastinate, burn your most valuable commodity time, stay stuck, stay overwhelmed, unorganized, and undisciplined. You have to be able to stop rebelling against your own success. You cannot succeed in an overwhelmed, unorganized state. You have to be able to create flow, feng shui, rhythm, production, and you can't not do that when you're overwhelmed. You have to be able to virtually change your story. When you're in your vision, you must have this. A vision is what you can and cannot see. When you're able to borrow from the future, borrow from the invisible, when you come from a no state, when you have a no, you know that you know you're capable, you know you can do it, you know you can be it, you know this is your year, then there is no doubt. When you bring doubt into the house of faith, then you have a mixed message. When you have a mixed message, you'll fool yourself occasionally and create a result, overwhelm yourself and sabotage it because you live in doubt. When you live in faith and trust, then you can change. But when you live in doubt, you can't change. Doubt creates an overwhelmed state. That overwhelmed state continues to be a set of self-talk based on past events that you give power to, which creates powerless. That's typically when you'll stuff your feelings, do the same situation over and over, and have a set of self-talk that debilitates you. When you change your self-talk, you can liberate yourself. But when you are living this overwhelmed state of this doubt, you cannot physically and or emotionally attract to your reality the people that you require to collaborate with. Approximately 125 million visual neuron receptors in each eye turn light into electrical signals that are sent to the brain for processing. 25% of the brain is involved in visual processing. Light waves are light or waves of energy. The amount of energy as a light wave is proportionally related to its frequency. High frequency light has high energy. Low frequency light has very low energy. Light waves move through a vacuum at the maximum speed of 186,000 miles per second. Light is the fastest phenomenon in the universe. Light waves slow down when they travel inside substances such as air. The more you can see what's not visible, the more you have a vision of what you know you can create, you create a different kind of energy. The more you smile, the more you breathe, the more you let go, the more light you let into your life, the more enlightened you become. Enlightenment means look to the light. That means to illuminate. As the sun comes up, you should be able to smile. If you've ever seen a great sunset, a sundown, a sunrise, that should bring a smile to your face. But when you have a frown on your face, when you live in doubt, when you live overwhelmed, your energy isn't conducive to attracting people that you can create with. When you continue to attract the same kind of codependence, when you continue to enable people, when you come from powerlessness, when you're addicted to giving and serving, you can't possibly receive. You can't possibly come from a day of service. Service and value is what creates the attractor factor. When you are able to come from that kind of energetic vibration, you'll begin to attract a different person to your reality. One of my top clients that I've ever mentored and coached in the world, Jennifer Trinkner, said to me, it does not require a lot of people, only three. That's three in this year, 3, 5, 7, whatever your number is. It's not magical. It's not mystical. It becomes reality. Your reality are your thoughts and your words. Your thoughts and your words create your reality, and that's what you attract. When you come from a downtrodden, low vibrational state, you continue to attract the same situation over and over. When you're not objective, when you're sensitive and defensive, when you set yourself up to be disappointed, when you hire a coach to assist you, or you have someone in your circle of influence that gives you insight, you have to do your best not to take it personal. When you continue to make mistakes in clusters and you put people in a position that they have to fire you, let you go, or not spend time with you, be objective about it. Stop being a victim. Rise above it. That's a higher level of consciousness. Become a victor. Rise above. Don't take situations so personal. Don't ask someone for advice and when they give it to you, get upset with them that they gave you the advice that you didn't want want to hear. If you're not objective, you're not receptive, if you're not open to receive, then you'll take it critically. That's what sensitive and defensive people do. When you come from anger, when you come from resentment, guilt, and shame, you virtually set yourself up to be disappointed. When the goodness of people shows up, you have to be able to receive it. But if you feel envy and you feel jealousy and piety and pain and come from a space that keeps you a victim, then you can't possibly attract in your attractor factor to your reality the type of people that you require to create the synergistic combination that will create the compounded effect. The compounded effect is going to come from production. And when you're not productive, when you're overwhelmed, when you procrastinate, when you can't figure out why people drop off their auto ship, don't succeed, don't break through, when you take it personally, then you can't possibly attract the people you require to create the compounded effect. Human beings hear approximately 15,000 to 25,000 VPS. Dogs hear between 25,000 to 50,000 VPS. That's why a dog can typically hear a dog whistle when you can't hear it. Your auditory skills are highly important to your ability to attract. But you can't possibly hear what's meant when you're checked out, when you're overwhelmed, when you're not listening, when you're consumed with saying the right thing, when you're trying to gauge what to say next, when you get overwhelmed about being perfect, when you can't be in the present or in the now. When you live in a no state, when you know that you know, then you don't live in what you don't know. When you can hear what's meant and articulate it and intuitively understand what's happening, when you're able to have the kind of reflexes required to be successful in business, sports, any type of situation, then you have adapt skills. You can adapt very quickly to the situation at hand. When you can adapt, then you don't take it personally. That's the type of person that can go out of business one day, be back in business the next day, and not personalize it. One of the top in all the animal kingdom, the animal that has the best ears are a bat. Bats hear at 80,000 VPS per second. That is how sound travels through the air. Bats hear in a sonar state. When you start to develop your auditory skills, your communication skills, your trust skills, your intuitional skills, it all comes together. When you live in that kind of present, aware state, your level of consciousness raises. You can virtually go from having a bad moment to a great minute. You can go from having a situation that almost killed you and not take it personal. Someone almost hit you in the head on, but you don't spend the next 10 minutes overwhelmed in an outer body experience. You're able to just drive on down the road. All it was 1 second in the banquet of life. When you smell many fruits or flowers, what you're smelling is esters evaporating from the fruit or flower. That kind of smell, that kind of ability, that's a sensation. When you smell that, you're in the moment. But if you don't smell, it's because you're checked out. If you don't hear, it's because you're checked out. If you're not listening, it's because you're checked out, overwhelmed, and you're making life about yourself. And unfortunately, this is what so many people do in a business. They make the business about themselves, not from an egotistic state, but from a low self-esteem state. And when you make it about yourself, then you can't possibly prospect. You come from a very low energy, meaning you come from abandonment, rejection, guilt, and shame. This is when you say to yourself, I haven't, so I can't. That's how you make it about yourself. I haven't succeeded, so I can't do this. I haven't had a result on the product, so I can't share it. I haven't done this, so I can't. I'm not, I can't. That's what so many people do. So that means you can't smell, you can't hear, you can't speak, and you can't listen. Well, that relegates you to only a small percent of society that you really can collaborate with. The kind of people that you can collaborate with, not only is it a small percent of society, but when I say it relegates you only to a few, that means you have to get lucky. That's the small percent. You have to get lucky, and I would much rather be good than lucky. And luck is when opportunity meets preparation. If you're in the right place at the right time, occasionally you can get lucky. There are occasionally someone who falls through the cracks. They end up in the absolute right place in the pay plan, and they get compensated for very little effort. That probably won't happen to you, but it might. Luck is when opportunity meets preparation. But when you start to open your window, then you have a much higher percent of people that can find you. But when you live in a very small, overwhelmed state, then your sensory perception is not good. Your ability to articulate your feelings into words is not going to be very high. And your attractor factor is going to be very, very low. When you start to understand that how to let go of anxiety that no longer serves you, and you start to understand how powerful your brain is. 98% is learned in the last 6 years about the brain. 80% of what we know about the brain was found before 1990 to be false. The more you understand brainwave, the brain chemistry, why you do what you do, the brain weighs only 3 pounds. It uses only 20% oxygen, 25% blood. It only uses 30% of water, 40% of nutrients. The more you understand how to create in your brain chemistry a space of relaxation, a space of spirituality, a space that you can contribute, that you can collaborate, that you can connect with. But if you continue to live in your left brain, your overwhelmed, egoic mind that tells you what you can't do, what you're not able to do, when you have to know, be perfect and know all the facts, when you live in your head and spend so much time trying to figure it out, when you have to rewrite the scripts, when you have to do a new website all the time, when the system that you're in isn't good enough, even though other people are creating results, then you're going to stay, what you're really avoiding is success. If the situation has to be perfect, you're so neurotically perfect that you can't get off the launching pad, then what you're doing is not effective. Your most powerful brain is your reticular activating system. That's the part of the brain that either attracts or repels. The more you understand how to create the attractor factor, when you start to have a criteria of what you seek to attract, when you start to develop the qualities of what you're seeking, when you start to get really clear on the type of person that you require to collaborate with, when you let go of other people's failures, when you focus on your success and others' success, but when you focus on your failure, you attract people to fulfill your failures. The more you start to change and let go, the higher the probability that you'll attract the 2 to 3 people that you require to collaborate with. When you have a vision of the house you want to live in, I had the unequivocal privilege of spending part of a day with Bridget Bartley last week. She walked me through the house that she had designed in her mind before she ever owned it. I met Bridget a little over 2 years ago, and she was unequivocally financially challenged, going through a very challenging era of time in her life. I had the privilege in a 2-year period, which is my model, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months. I was in a beautiful city in the South, Spartanburg, South Carolina. I got to see a beautiful house that she able to manifest and attract. She now lives in with her 3 children. She had 62 people at one of her launch parties recently in this house. The reason I'm sharing this with you, because that could be you. It's not a home to die for, it's a home to live for. It's a home of your dreams. When you start to have a clear vision of what you deserve, when you have a clear vision of what you're able to create, for those of you who want to move to California, do it. Stop talking about it. Have a date that's not a back down date. If you want to have a home on the beach, then you better have the money created to do it. If you keep romancing what one day is going to mythically, magically happen without a plan of action, a system, a method, it ain't going to happen. If you have a car that you want to buy, start driving it. Test drive it. You have to be able to create that kind of space in your emotional, in your emotional right brain, your creative, innovative brain, to be able to do it. If you're sick and tired of living in winter, then pick the state you're going to live in and do it within 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months. I knew I was going to move to California when I was about 4 or 5 years old. In the 4th grade, a young man named Danny Ellison from Orange County, California, moved into my hometown. His sister was 16 years old. I idolized the way she looked and dressed. I said, I am going to move there one day. At the age of 26, I moved to West Los Angeles, California, sight unseen. I didn't know one single person there. I moved to West LA, Westwood, California, right off the campus of UCLA, about 2 miles from Beverly Hills, California. I did hit rock bottom when I was 30 years old, had to move in with my parents for about 9 months, found a way to get back to California, Northern California, Stockton, California, the San Joaquin Valley. I've been here 27 years. I moved to Stockton, California, sight unseen, did not know one single person. If I can do it, you can do it. I did it in an overwhelmed, addictive state, hit rock bottom in Stockton, California, ended up in a drug and alcohol rehab that in the county detox where I got clean and sober over 27 years ago. You do not have to hit rock bottom to be an enlightened spiritual being. Rock bottom is a very overwhelmed space. It's a very low vibrational space that you cannot attract. If you're addicted, it's time to face the music. You cannot be addicted and attract prosperity and reciprocity to you. If you stuff your feelings with food, drugs, barbiturates, narcotics, compulsive spending, or any situation like that, you unequivocally cannot attract to your reality the people that you require to collaborate with. When you come from love, joy, bliss, empowerment, enlightenment, contribution, creativity, innovation, when you come from that space, when you change the self-talk that says, I haven't, so I can't, you start to change your brain plasticity. Your thoughts are real. They are bioelectrical and biochemical impulses. When you start to understand that, you'll change the way you feel, you change the way you talk. Brain storage is the ability, when you start to let go of what you've stored in your brain that doesn't serve you, you create space to attract what you deserve. When you continue to hold on to events that you say, I don't know how to, I don't know what to, I don't know what I should do. When you continue to make other people right so you can feel wrong, then you continue to live in a very, very low vibrational state. When you start to understand the power of your words, because words don't return void. Words are your law. Your unconscious does not separate fact and fiction. It does exactly what you condition and tell it to do. And when you do the same thing over and over based on a set of feelings that continue to serve you but don't, then that's the payoff you get. What is the payoff of being a victim? What is the payoff of suffering? What is the payoff of struggling? What is the payoff of worrying? Many people say there's nothing. Actually, there is. You wouldn't do it if there wasn't a payoff. The law of cause and effect in that situation is you don't have to be responsible. You get to prove that you have very low self-esteem. You continue to attract people who will violate you, disempower you, keep you in a low vibrational state. When you begin to let go of these situations, those people, you create a space in your brain, a space in your consciousness, a space in your reality for goodness, joy, love, spirituality, reciprocity, collaboration, contribution. You're able to receive and deserve. But if you're addicted to giving, which giving is noble, giving is good, but if giving is your identity, then you're going to have challenge being able to track people who can create results. If you continue to enable people, then you continue to set them up to disappoint you. As you begin to understand your codependent addictions and you begin to let go of how you have to rescue, serve, and save people, then you can begin to attract a few people you can collaborate, contribute, connect, create results with from receive, deserve, reciprocity, and prosperity. It changes your whole game. As you begin to understand cause and effect, let go of why you do what you do, you'll change your reticular activating system, which is your virtual emotional search engine that attracts to your reality people based on familiar feelings. As you begin to reacquaint, re-identify, reignite, as you begin to reinvent yourself and start to come from a different place of energy, you'll attract people to match that energy. The energy you're in right now is what you'll match. As you let go of that, if you change your self-talk, change your words, change your feelings, gradually and over a period of time, a different set of circumstances will show up. This could be overnight, it could be tomorrow, it could be next week, could be next month, could be next year, but you have to be patient. But if you continue to say, I'm not a patient person, then you failed before you started. As you begin to let go and start to change your handbook of higher consciousness, as you raise your level of awareness, as you move into joy, love, bliss, peace, and enlightenment, you'll begin to attract people from that situation. This is not airy-fairy. These are facts. This is science. The more you understand the science of transformation, the more you understand why you do what you do, the more you understand the law of cause and effect, the more you understand why you stay disappointed in an emotional addictive state, then you can be aware of why you do what you do. When you live in denial, say you don't know, I'm not sure, I don't know how to, you cannot possibly change or transform. If you are seeking awareness, enlightenment, someone who can assist you with marketing and selling, someone who can assist you with branding, someone who can confront you in a very diplomatic forum right now, call me, 209-932-0227. But if you automatically say you can't afford it, then you unequivocally are right. When it comes to attraction of money, when you have a dialogue with money that's not conducive to attracting people that have it, then how can you ever attract them? You can't. When you live in broke thoughts, overwhelmed, in struggle mode, when you continue to do the same thing over and over, how can you attract the people that you want to collaborate with? You can't. You do not have to have money to create a decision. You do not have to have money to commit. When you begin to commit, then the money will show up. When you continue to reinforce how you don't have the money, have to have the money to make a decision, then you can't attract people who can decide. If the value is great enough, people will see the value and they'll find and or attract the money. But when you continue to have a money talk, money drunk, and don't really have any money sobriety, then you can't possibly attract the people that can create results that will create money. When you're in broke thoughts, you can't possibly attract people in prosperity. It is not humanly possible. It does not fit the mold. My name is Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Once again, 209-932-0227. I know one of you are about to call me. Don't hesitate, levitate, pontificate, call. Have a great evening, everyone. This call is officially recorded and will be available at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Wednesday, February 11th. Have a great evening, everyone. I look forward to seeing you in the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California, this Saturday. Good night.